You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There has been a car collision that has slowed traffic on the highway, and the person writing the radio traffic report to warn us now has a language choice to make.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Welcome.
It's our first segment. First time doing the show together.
I know. I'm delighted. What fun.
I'm excited, too. You know, as a new host at Michigan Radio, though, there's one thing that's troubling me a little bit. I have been in that hot seat. I'm getting ready to go on the air, thinking I'm going to check that traffic map one last time to see if there's anything going on. And I look, and sure enough, there it is, a traffic event, shall we say. A collision. And so I've got to throw something together really quick to get out on the air and let people know what's going on. But all of the hosts do this a little differently. Some say accident, some say crash. And what I found is everybody kind of has their own little methodology for deciding which is which. And what we're hearing from you, the listeners, is that crash is, it's too slangy, it's too casual. But I don't know, Anne, is one more right than the other?
I loved this question. I had not realized that this was as controversial as it was, the difference between crash and accident in traffic reports. But it turns out that it is. And I know some of our listeners think it shouldn't be crash. But when I went and looked, a lot of the debate is trending the other direction. It turns out that there was a campaign in New York City starting in 2015 to ban the word accident for car crashes.
So they wanted crash.
They wanted crash. And this was a campaign sponsored by these nonprofits called Transportation Alternatives and Families for Safe Streets. And the argument was that if you say accident, it suggests that no one's at fault. These just happen. It's the sort of, oops, there was an accident.
There was an accident.
And they say, no, that often someone is at fault and we're not going to take seriously that people are driving badly or that our safety laws aren't good enough if we just act like accidents happen. Now, it turns out that in 2015, there was a lot of debate going on about this. Then you had people arguing the other side who said, well, but you should call it an accident on the theory of innocent until proven guilty. I mean, a crash suggests someone's at fault. Maybe no one is at fault. Maybe it was an accident. But the people on the other side arguing for crash say, hey, you know, before we had the labor movement, we used to talk about deaths at work as accidents. But really, we shouldn't talk about those as accidents. And we should talk about traffic crashes. Now, it turns out that the Associated Press style book, which is where a lot of journalists turn for advice on this, for a long time didn't take any stance on this. They said, do whatever you're going to do.
Do whatever you want.
Exactly. Call it a collision.
Yeah.
When in doubt. But in this past spring, what they said was, you should call it a crash when, quote unquote, negligence is claimed or proven. So they are at least stepping in a little bit and saying there are times when you should call it a crash.
There are times when you should call it a crash. On the MDOT traffic map, oftentimes they do call it a crash. I'm assuming someone hit something with something.
Right.
So in the end, what should we do? Is either acceptable then?
It sounds like that's where we are right now. So I hope everyone can just stay out of accidents and crashes when you're driving.
Sounds good. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.